Chazar zegt nisch bechir zu shagam vam Yehudim zech zvach mtaf kuf yud tes bo le noy vigivoyin vichulu, the Mishnah said. How do we know, in fact, the Gemara, that when they came to the Noiv and Given, it again became mutter to bring Kabbanos on Bommas? And for the Gemara, Bryce says, the Pasuk says, Ki lo yivosem ad oto, el amnucha vil anachalo. El amnucha refers to Shiloh, el anachalo refers to Yishalayim. Pasuk mentions each one separately in order to teach that between the time of the Shiloh and Yishalayim, Bommas would be mutter. Shlokash is Rabbi Yechon, and why does the Mishnah mention that Maaseh Sheni had to be brought to Noiv and Given to be eaten? Rabbi Yechon said, there's a Gzeir Shabbat between Maaseh Sheni and the Oren on the word Shom, which teaches. Since there was no Oren in Noiv and Given, Maaseh Sheni was not required to be eaten there. Shlokash is, if so, then the Pesach and other Kachim should also have had, shouldn't have had to be eaten there, because the Pasuk of Shom discusses these also, and they're therefore part of the same Gzeir Shavah. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonin said, the Mishnah that implies the mice, that Maaseh Sheni could be eaten anywhere follows the view of Rav Shimon, who says that even the Tzibur only brought their Pesach and the other obligatory Kabbanis that have a fixed time to be brought, but they did not bring other Chayvus Kabbanis at that time. Therefore, animal mice was not brought there. The Pasuk makes a Hekesh from animal mice to Maaseh Sheni, but teaches, just like animal mice is not brought in Noiv Givayin, so to Maaseh Sheni doesn't have to be eaten there either. In fact, does this mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Chayvus Kabbanis were brought at Noiv Givayin, Maaseh Sheni had to be eaten there also? Or says, yes. And in fact, Rav Adam Amasna explicitly says Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Frek the Gemara, the eating of Maaseh Sheni is required to be done lifnei Hashem, and since there was no Oren there, how could that be called lifnei Hashem? And for the Gemara, we have learned that Rabbi Yosef sort of Brisa, which says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Noiv and Givayin were considered as lifnei Hashem for purposes of Maaseh Sheni. Okay, the Mishnah then says Baal Yerushalayim v'chulu. A Brisa says the pasuk says Ki lo yivosem ad oto el amnucha le amnachlo. Rabbi Yehuda said Menucha refers to Shiloh, Nachlo refers to Yerushalayim, and he brings other pesukim to prove his view. Rav Shimon says Menucha refers to Yerushalayim, and Nachlo refers to Shiloh, and he brings other pesukim to prove his view. Frek the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is written in chronological order, and therefore it makes sense. But according to Rav Shimon, the Pasuk should have written Nachlo for Menucha. Emphit the Gemara, the Pasuk is saying, during the times of Gilgal, not only have you not come to Yerushalayim, you have not even come to Shiloh yet, because obligatory kabbanis could not be offered. The Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel told a Braisa that both refer to Shiloh. Both of these words refer to Shiloh. Shema Yechai said both of these words refer to Yerushalayim. Fekmar, according to the previous Tanoim, who say that the Menucha refers to one place and the Nachla refers to another place, it makes sense for the Pasuk to say El Hamnucha Ve'Hanachla. However, according to the Tanoim, who say it's the same place, the Pasuk should have just said El Hamnucha Ve'Hanachla. Why is it written separate? It remains with Akasha. It makes sense to say that both words refer to Shiloh because it was a menucha, in that it was built after the war to conquer the land, and was a nachala in the sense that it was the land was divided over there. However, if it refers to Yerushalayim, it makes sense why it was called nachala. But why was it called menucha? And the Gemara, it's because it was the resting place of the Aron. In fact, the Gemara, according to the view that both refer to Yerushalayim, that would mean that Bomis were murta during the time of Shiloh, and that's why the pasuk says that Manoyach offered a carbon on a Bama. However, according to the view that both refer to Shiloh, that means Bomis were also during the times of Shiloh. If so, had a Menoyach offer a carbon on a Bama? Or say that was different, that was a Roy Shah for him to do so. The Yeshiva Bishmo to the Bryce that said like a Shema Yechai, both refer to Yerushalayim. Mishnah then said, Kol HaKadoshim V'chulu. The Mishnah said that there's only carbs when an animal was made kodesh during a time that bamas are usur, and the carbon is then shechted outside. However, if it was made kodesh at a time when bamas were mutter, and was then shechted outside during a time when bamas were usur, that would not be carbs. If Kahana said this differentiation is only for the shechting of the carbon, but for the offering of the carbon outside, it would be carbs even in the second case. This is learned from the pasuk that says, V'aleim toimar, which we read as if it was written with an ayin, and therefore means, and on the previous written concept, you should say, which teaches that there's carbs even in that case. Rabbah asked, the word is written with an aleph, not with an ayin. Also, Rav Shimon clearly says in the Braisa, that if the animal was made kaddish at a time when bamas were mutter and was in shechter and offered up at a time when bamas were asr, there's no karis to yuftar of kahana. Mishnah then says ve'elu kaddish and v'chulu. The reason Mark says, explains as follows: the reason the kabbanis brought on a private bamar a potter from smicha, because the pasuk says lifnei Hashem v'somach. The potter from shechita and in tzafin, the pasuk says tzafin lifnei Hashem. Potter from blood applications all around the mizbech, the pasuk regarding that says asher pesach oyel moyed. Potter from tenufa, pasuk says ve'heinif hakoyin lifnei Hashem. Potter from agosha, pasuk says ve'higisha el hamizbeach. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a mincha bebama. Rav Sheish said, according to the view that a mincha could be brought on a bama, a bird carbon could also be brought on a bama. According to the view that a mincha cannot be brought on a bama, a bird carbon could also not be brought on a bama. This is because the drasha on the word zvachim would teach that it has to be an animal, but can't be a mincha or a bird. And the Mar explains the reason the kabbanis brought on a private bummer are potter from a kain having to do the avoda. The pasuk says v'zarek hakayin asher pesach oyel moed. Potter from big day kahuna. Pasuk says l'sharis b'kaidish. Potter from kli sharis. Pasuk says asher yisharsu behem b'kaidish. Potter from reich nichayech. Pasuk says pesach oyel moed l'reich nichayech l'Hashem. Potter from needing a line dividing the upper and the lower parts of the mizbeach. The pasuk says v'ha'isa hareshes ad chatzi hamizbeach. Potter from the chi of washing the hands and feet. Because the pasuk says uvikarva som el hamizbeach. Zakhmar weiter. Rami Chama said the bama is only potter from kneading the dividing line when it's a carbon of a private bama that's offered on a private bama. But however, if the carbon of a private bama is offered on the bama of the tzibur, there would be a requirement to have the line. Rabbi asked, the Bryce says that there is no tufa requirement for a carbon of a private bama, even if it's offered on the bama of the tzibur. Presumably the same would be hold true for the requirement of the dividing line. And fit the Gemara, understand the Bryce as saying that tufa does apply at the bama of the tzibur, but does not apply at a private bama. Others say, Rabbi Yochanan said the requirement that a bama have the dividing line is only for a carbon of the tzibur's bama that is brought on the tzibur's bama. However, if a carbon of the private bama, even if it's brought on the tzibur's bama, would be potter from this requirement. Maybe we can bring a proof to this from the Braisa that says that tnufa is only required for karbonis of the tzibur's bama, but not for karbonis of a private bama. Presumably the same would hold true for the requirement to have the line. And for the Gemara, it's not a valid proof. Braisa may mean that tnufa only applies to the tzibur's bama and not at a private bama. This version of Rabbi Bar Chama argues on Rabbi Lazar, who says that if someone took the oil of a private bama inside the curtain of the tzibur's bama, the curtains make it take on all the chumras associated with the tzibur's bama.